Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Smart Founders Launch Without Companies First. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a question that might sound crazy. Can you have a founder without a company? What happens when the person who started it all gets pushed out of their own creation? Today, we're exploring why the most successful founders might actually be the ones who learned to let go. Let me start with something that might sting a little. Being a founder isn't about owning something forever. It's about starting something that outlasts you. Think about it like planting a tree. You don't own the oxygen it produces or control every branch that grows. Your job was to plant the seed. Your identity shouldn't be handcuffed to your equity percentage because the company's success matters infinitely more than your personal control. History is littered with legendary founders who got ousted from their own companies, and many of those companies thrived because of it. Here's the reality. Startup needs evolve faster than most founders can adapt. The scrappy bootstrap skills that get you from 0 to 1 rarely match the enterprise management skills needed to go from 10 to 100. Boards make surgical decisions based on company survival, not founder feelings. It's not personal, it's biological. Companies are living organisms that need different nutrients at different growth stages. Consider Steve Jobs. In 1985, he was essentially fired from Apple after a boardroom coup. He remained Apple's founder, but spent 12 years in the wilderness, building other companies and learning painful lessons. When he returned in 1997, he brought battle-tested wisdom that birthed the iPhone and iPad. His exile didn't diminish him, it refined him. Here's what most founders miss. Getting removed doesn't erase your founding contribution any more than divorce erases your role as a parent. You can still be proud of what you built. Sometimes, stepping back allows your company baby to reach its full potential. Your founder DNA lives in that company's bloodstream forever. So here's my challenge to you. Start separating your self-worth from your company control today. Build your identity around problem-solving and value creation, not just ownership. Your company should outlive your involvement. That's not failure. That's the ultimate success. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.